Vivi Yusof and husband granted passports to perform Umrah. Petaling Jaya, the founder of the e-commerce platform Fashion Valet, Datin Vivi Yusof, and her husband, Datuk Fazaruddin Shah Anwar, who are facing charges of criminal breach of trust involving 8 million Malaysian ringgit of investment funds from Khazanah Nasional Berhad, Khazanah, and Permodalan Nasional Berhad, PNB, applied for temporary release of their passports at the Sessions Court here on Tuesday. Vivi, whose full name is Vivi Sofinas Yusof, 37, and Fazaruddin, 36, made the application to perform the Umrah pilgrimage on January 5, next year, and are expected to return to Malaysia on January 14. During the proceedings, their lawyer, Ashik Athimulan, said that the couple plans to depart for Saudi Arabia this Sunday, January 5, and hopes to receive the travel documents promptly. The absence of their passports would complicate travel ticket bookings, and I believe the prosecution, as the respondent, has no objections to this application. My clients will return the passports to the court the day after their return, he said, reported by Sinar Harian. Meanwhile, Deputy Public Prosecutor Datuk Wan Shahruddin Wan Ladin confirmed that there were no objections to the matter. He proposed that the passports be returned to the court before case mention, which is set for January 22, next year. However, I leave this matter to the court's discretion. For the record, the prosecution would like to know whether the plan to perform the Umrah was made before or after the charges were filed, he inquired. In response, Fazaruddin clarified that the plan was made after the charges were brought against them. After hearing arguments from both parties, Judge Rosli Ahmad granted the application and ordered the documents to be returned to the court on January 15. According to the charge, the couple, acting as agents and directors of Fashion Valet Sendirian Berhad, were entrusted with investment funds from Khazanah and PNB. They are accused of committing a criminal breach of trust by transferring 8 million Malaysian ringgit from the company's bank account to 30 Maple Sendirian Berhad without the approval of its board of directors. The offence was allegedly committed at Public Bank Berhad, Bukit Damansara branch, Bukit Damansara, on August 21, 2018. The charge was filed under Section 409 of the Penal Code, read together with Section 34 of the same code, which carries a penalty of imprisonment between 2 and 20 years, whipping, and a fine, upon conviction.